Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 3rd of November. My goodness. Jared is going to give the weather. I tell you what, he's on the phone right now. So I'm going to give the weather. So today, sunny, then mostly beginning, then becoming mostly cloudy during the afternoon with a high near 68. Tonight, showers, low around 54, light southeast winds becoming 15 to 20 miles per hour in the evening. Wind gusts could be as high as 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. In Thursday, showers, mainly before 11 a.m. during our remote, of course. because Trish and I will be at Cornerstone Community Bank tomorrow morning for the show for RABA and salute to the veterans. High near 64 tomorrow with winds gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Friday, mostly cloudy, calm wind. Friday night, 50% chance of showers. Saturday, 50% chance of showers. It's a chance of showers. It still doesn't mean that for any reason you should not go to the city of Shasta Lake and attend the Veterans Day Parade. It got canceled last year, but it's going to be great this year. Sunday, chance of showers. Monday, chance of showers. And Tuesday, showers. Wow. I would imagine then is that we're getting payback for all the drought. Let's just keep hoping that this continues on for a couple months. Yeah, I know it's tough, but we need the rain. And the weather report's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally run business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And on the line is Scott Seaton. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey. You know what? Let me take a deep breath here. We're doing great. How are you doing, buddy?
I can't complain too much.
Of course you can't. Hey, the symphony is here again.
It's that time of year.
It's that time
of
year. Or
rather that time of the month, yeah.
I don't know if I would have put it. I don't know if I would have put it that way. Okay.
Let's go with the first statement then.
Let's go back. Should I start with the weather report again? Hey, okay, this is a busy week. Hey, everybody, I know I saw where you were, Facebook post that you all were out rehearsing and everything. So what's happening?
Well, this weekend is our second Masterworks concert. So, it's the second installment of our season long crescendo where every concert is bigger than the last. So, in September, we had Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale, and this weekend we have a concert called A Little Mahler. And it's called A Little Mahler because anyone who knows the name Gustav Mahler knows that everything he did was huge. So we're doing his Symphony No. 1, but it's a version that calls for 30 players instead of 100.
Oh.
And, yeah. So we're doing his gigantic first symphony, and it works really well because of the way he composed it. So we're excited to bring that. It's basically this story. If it has a program, it's about this hero, and he's basically triumphing against fate. So it's got a lot of really dark and a lot of extremely joyful, sunny, like triumphant moments, and it's all about the journey to get there. So we're pairing that with a Mozart concerto for flute and harp where we feature two of our very own North State Symphony musicians, Tim Koop on flute and Candice Lavolsi on harp. So anyone who's a fan of just beautiful, gorgeous melodies and exchange by two amazing players, that'll be the piece for you. And to start the program, we have a piece by a living composer. Her name is Jessie Montgomery, And back in 2014, she was commissioned by the Sphinx Organization to write a piece that commemorates the 200th anniversary of the Star-Spangled Banner. So we're going to play her piece called Banner, which is a really incredible piece. It features a string quartet in front of the orchestra, and the whole piece is about the process of the quartet and the orchestra coming together for this grand unification at the very end of the piece. So it's really a very rhythmic, very lively piece. Even has moments in it that highlight a drum line. So it's a really cool piece, and it's got a very iconic American sounds in it.
Well, you know, this sounds like, you know, first of all, I know Candice Lavosi, and I have heard her play, and she is just remarkably good. She has been one of the people that has been, when Linda put together a large ensemble, she always goes into Candice, and she is just outstanding. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, and she's just an amazing personality. Like, everyone who knows Candice just loves her.
She's crazy. She's a crazy harpist. Yeah. And you know what? But Karen, and watching her move that around, oh, my gosh. Okay, so now, what time does this start?
It's on Sunday. It's at 2 p.m. at the Cascades Theater, and I remind everyone that we have a 1 p.m. pre-concert talk where you'll get a chance to meet the soloists, you'll hear me talk about all the highlights of all the pieces, and especially on the Mahler, I will give you all that you need to know to go on this incredible sonic journey that we're going to go on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I think this is going to be just outstanding. And so it starts at 1. I mean, the symphony starts at 2, but you need to be there at 1, my friends, because at 1 o'clock, Scott gives you an insight into what you're going to be hearing. And you don't want to miss that. It is just absolutely outstanding. Little tidbits, history, I mean, everything. I know, it's great. It's great. You would never go to a symphony without attending the pre one, you know, that starts at 1, which is an hour ahead of time. And like you said, you get to meet the soloists who are going to be in there, and talk to them. This is great.
Exactly.
Do you take questions when you're doing this?
Absolutely. Anyone has questions, we're happy to field them. And the great thing is, sometimes we do, you might be aware, sometimes at intermission we do something called Just Ask, which we came up with a few years ago, where during intermission people actually text me questions they have about the music, about the orchestra, about musicians, and it's just been a lot of fun. You know, one of those things that we try to do to break down these perceived walls between the orchestra and the audience. So, yeah, anytime anyone has a question, please just let us know, and I'd love to talk to you about it.
Great. Okay, this Sunday, Cascade Theater. Be there at 1 o'clock. Symphony starts at 2, but you really want to be there at 1. I can't emphasize enough how you should be there at 1 to listen to Scott. No, I mean, it just puts it puts the whole symphony in a new perspective. And if you haven't heard, you know, the composer, the main composer in this, it's remarkable, the history of the person themselves. So, last thoughts on this.
Well, I just want to say that if for any reason you wouldn't be able to be there on Sunday, everyone should know that if you want to drive down to Chico on Saturday night for a 7:30 evening performance with a 6:30 pre-concert talk, we would love to see you there. And we have lots of other concerts coming up this season. Our holiday concerts are just around the corner, the beginning of December. We have our Masterworks 3 in February, which will be even bigger than this concert coming up this weekend. We have our family concert, Prokofiev, Peter and the Wolf, coming up in March. We have our season finale, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which is the end of this long, long crescendo, coming up in May 2022. So we're very excited to share all this incredible music with everyone, and we really hope people can join us this weekend.
Well, I tell you, Scott Seaton does a great job, as does our symphony, and so Sunday, Cascade, 1 p.m. Symphony starts at 2, but you don't want to miss the 1 p.m. pre-symphony talk where Scott explains everything. Yeah, and you have to people like me. You know, like, I am not, you know, a lot of people, they go every one of them. And some of us catch it every so often. And, but you explain it in such a way that it's, oh, okay, that's why. Oh, that's what was happening then. And this is really what I should be listening to and all that. So, I mean, that's good. Most of us aren't like you.
It's okay to just love the music and just sit there and be in the present and forget the world around you. Sometimes that's the best feeling for me.
You know what? That's a good way to close, man. Thank you, Scott, so much.
Thank you, Carl. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Okay, that's the North State Symphony. It's going to be at Cascade on Sunday. Don't miss it. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number, I changed my Sleep Number setting totally. I was running like about 40. And I changed my Sleep Number setting to 100. And how sometimes, you know, you're doing different things in your life and, working out differently, working with a horse, you know, all these different things kind of impact on you. Maybe it's just the way you're sitting for people that sit in their chairs during the day. If you're not getting a lot of stretching and all this and then the next day you're feeling tired and all these different things that happen. Sleep Number is rated number one and number two by Consumer Reports, and there's a reason for this. People sleep better. They sleep longer. They get better sleep on Sleep Number. And Christmas is coming up, and if you think about the gift of sleep, what's better than that? Being able to have a full, good night's sleep so you can start the next day. Right now, during Sleep Number's Veterans Day sale, you can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. That's subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Head on over to the Target Shopping Center, to our Sleep Number store there. See Steve or any other professionals in there. Lay on the beds. Try them out. I guarantee you, you will not be sorry. We'll be right back.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Redding Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives. Masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and DeBott. Hey, it is Wednesday, the 3rd of November, 7:22 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's clear right now. Looks like it may start raining again, though, this evening. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. They're at my firearms dealer of choice when it comes to long guns, pistols. They have all the accessories, the optics, ammunition, holsters. They have it all, plus CCW training. All of this at one spot. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally run, good people. Veterans get discounts. I can't say enough about them. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Hey, Joe Comente made his announcement. He is not going to run next time. Not really a big surprise, but he has been kind of like hedging his bets there. But he made the announcement yesterday during the Tuesday meeting. And I'm not going to, you know, anybody that goes out for public service, this is why we don't endorse people. People that go out to put themselves on the front lines there in politics as our city council and our board of supervisors, we don't endorse because we believe that people are going to make the right decision. We have, of course, have everybody on that's running so that you can listen to them for an hour. You can ask them questions, either via the chat room or the, calling in. Bottom line though is that I like Joe Comente. I think Joe has done a stellar job. That, you know, did I agree with all his decisions? No, of course not. You don't do that. But I know Joe's heart's in the right spot. And he took a lot of abuse this year. A lot of abuse. The, most of it totally unfair. However, when you see what happens this year, we want good people to run for office. People are already putting their names in the hat, I see. Joe says he's got somebody he's going to endorse, but I don't know who that is. But then again, I haven't run him down, tackled him, held him down, and said, tell me. And not that he would. But anyway, Joe Comente saying he's not going to run for the reelection. Now, there are people that ran for reelection, however. Glenn Youngkin from Virginia, the Democrat, who is like 3 months ago, 15 points up at least in the election. And then Terry McAuliffe lost in Virginia. Glenn Youngkin, who was behind 15 points or more several months ago, came back and he beat the incumbent Democrat, Governor Terry McAuliffe, by more than 10% in Virginia. More than 10% in Virginia. And I happened to be talking to a gentleman from Virginia just the other night. And I said, "So what's the feelings there?" He goes, "Oh," he says, "there's a lot of anger. And a lot of it comes down for some of the things he's, you know, that McAuliffe has done." But then he totally missed the ball on how many people are upset about what's going on in the education in Virginia. Explained to me, he says, "Well, you know, you got the Democrats who vote for him, but there's all of these Democrat moms who have kids in school and don't like what's going on." And he says, there's a thought that there's a lot of them that are going to shift over. And obviously they did. So Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe conceded the race last night, not even really close. And Republican Glenn Youngkin, who, by the way, distanced himself from Trump. And it was so bad that even McAuliffe on the night before election said, "Well, Youngkin's right now at a Trump rally in Virginia, right now." And, you know, throw some red meat out to his audience, small as it was. As it turns out, that was a lie, a total lie, in the sense that Trump was never in Virginia. And, as I said, Youngkin never once mentioned Trump. And he's not a Trump guy. So, very interesting. The other part that's really interesting is in New Jersey. Unless they called it in the last hour, the Republican was leading the Democrat in New Jersey by a very small margin. So we'll probably find out later on today if he held on to that or if the incumbent, Murphy, was reelected. But this could be a portent of what's going to happen in the races in 2022, this coming year. Yeah, McAuliffe loses by that much, and New Jersey having a tight race like this. I imagine the Democrats right now, there's some puckering going on when they're saying, "Uh-oh, you know, Mr. Biden, what you're doing," and for the politicians that follow that, that want to keep moving further to the left, radically further to the left, this could come back and bite you. So, by the way, a poll said that only 37% of the Democrats wanted Biden on the next ticket. That's interesting when you see something like that. It's one thing to have 70% of the country say we're all going in a wrong direction. Now, that's Democrats, Republicans, and independents saying the country's going in a wrong direction. Well, when people feel like that, the only thing they can do is vote and change the direction. And it appears the voters in Virginia made that decision yesterday. Closer to home, wolves. You remember when that first wolf came in, 107? Well, it's an endangered species, according to the California Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife. Well, they just reported that a gray wolf is blamed in the deaths of two calves up in Siskiyou County, and this isn't the first time this has happened. The two calves were attacked, injured badly enough, and there's pictures of them if you want to see it, and they had to be euthanized. Now, in the state of California, you can't shoot them. You can't shoot them or hunt them for any reason. And what they say to do is, and this shows you just how out of touch our lawmakers are and the people who make these decisions. If ranchers believe a wolf is in the area, there are steps that can be taken, such as pinning cattle or sheep at night. Now, you got 800-900 acres and cattle grazing all over, 1,000 acres or up in the trees and all this. They want you to bring them in at night. 800-900 cattle and pin them up. Or sheep, if you have a large sheep flock, pin them up at night. Quickly removing animal carcasses, feeding at night to gather livestock together, hiring a range rider, or using guard dogs, according to the department's website. Now, in other areas, when animals are attacked, the state or the feds have a compensation program where they can they prove that it was eaten by a wolf or killed by a wolf, they can get reimbursed for that. Well, California doesn't have one of those. So what they're saying is, as now that we have 3 wolf packs, one in Siskiyou County, one in that we have the Lassen pack, in western Lassen and northern Plumas counties, the Whaleback pack lives in eastern Siskiyou County, and the Beckworth pack living in southern Plumas County. Now, since a rancher or farmer, if they lose an animal, cannot be reimbursed. I find that extremely interesting. And I can't help but think the range rider is out there, will probably be carrying a shovel with them also. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, where Trish Clark and I will be tomorrow morning for our remote there for the RABA, support to our veterans event. It's community-oriented. It's been here for 15 years. Just had its 15th birthday the other day. They've got 3 branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown here at 1845 California Street, the main branch on Hartnell Avenue and the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and our new branch is going to be in Anderson, opening hopefully by December. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They have been helping people move their dreams forward for 15 years. We'll be right back with Seth Magaha and Garden of Lights.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma.
Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios of PCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBod. Good morning, 7:36 in the morning here on the 3rd of November. It's about 52 degrees out there. It's clearing up now. Probably going to start raining again this evening, though. And then, of course, chance of rain, in the morning tomorrow. I hope everybody wants to just drive by to Cornerstone Community Bank, where Trish Clark and I are going to be for Rob a Salute to the Veterans, drop off some money because they provide bus passes in for veterans that need bus passes. Last year we gave out almost 1,000 10-ride punch cards and for veterans that needed to ride the buses. So I hope you still want to come by, even if it's raining. And if you like, I'm going to probably be in a little bit of a covered position. But you say, I only want to give the money to Carl. I'll get up, I'll walk out in the rain, and get it from you. How's that? Okay, I'm here with Seth Magaha. And Seth is from Turtle Bay and is talking about this year's Garden of Lights.
Thank you for having me.
Whoa, Garden of Lights last year, a huge success.
It really was. Yeah, we anticipated it doing really well, and it did, and we're looking forward to that.
You almost doubled what you thought you were going to get, though.
That's right. Yeah.
You were looking for 40,000, and it came out to be 76,000 people.
That's
came
right.
Through there.
Yep.
Well, some people went probably two or three times. I know we went twice.
Yeah, we saw that in the comments. A lot of people were coming, twice. They were bringing their family, and then they would bring their friends. The grandparents, families in particular, would go through coming one night, they can do the loop twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found that most people, came and enjoyed it for about two to three hours.
Wow.
So it's a good evening. It's a good chunk of time to really, spend time outside. And I think the biggest feedback that we got was people were just excited to be at an event where other people
outside because of COVID.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's still restrictions, but, going on in the state and all that. So, but the restriction, I don't know, did you all have any restrictions? I think you had to wear a mask.
We were working closely.
But you had no mask police out there.
We had to work with Shasta County to really determine the best way to approach that with an outdoor event. Currently, right now, there isn't a mandate for outdoor events. So,
there you go.
The Turtle Bay Museum is indoors, and so for Turtle Bay, there are some mandates like that for indoor space. But for the Garden of Lights, there isn't currently anything like that from Shasta County.
And like I said, there's no mask police walking around. Not that you need them this year. Now, tell our listeners, tell me. Because I really like it. But tell our listeners what it's going to look like this year. It's not going to be the same as last year.
There'll be some traditional things that remain every year. So we plan on doing this indefinitely, annually. And so there's going to be some displays that I think people will want to see again. So that tradition is there, but there certainly are some new features, including more light displays, more lighting effects like fog machines. And there's a giant igloo that people will walk through that wasn't there last year that we're really excited about. One really cool feature is that we have live reindeer from December 3rd through December 24th. And so there's going to be...
Because you know what happens December 24th. I mean, right. They've got a job.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's a really cool tie-in to our, you know, Turtle Bay's animal care. They're going to be on site talking about the reindeer. So it's entertainment, but it's also educational, just like everything at Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. And so right by the Sundial Bridge is going to be a real reindeer for kids and parents to come up and look at and interact with. So we're really excited to add that feature.
Well, you know, the last year you put up at least 1 million lights. So more this year.
There's more this year, and it's still a little bit more than 10 acres. And we've made some improvements to the paths. There's more light displays. And we just, every year, we want to add more to the overall garden experience.
There's lots of places, by the way, to sit and rest on this. And we took our parents through there. And they just really, really enjoyed it. But there's plenty of benches and everything. If you want to just sit down and watch one of the displays, Linda and I sat down and watched the dancing trees. That's what I call them. You know, they light up and they light up to music.
That's right.
So that was incredible.
Right. And when you first enter into it, there's what we're calling the Holiday Village, and that's where the food and beverage and snacks and gifts are. And we've expanded that with more fire pits this year for s'mores. And that's close to where the reindeer will be as well. But yeah, certainly some people like to walk all the way through and then do it again. Some people stop and just watch some of the displays. It's really at your own pace.
It is. I mean, if you want to sit there and watch one of the displays for 30 minutes, you can do that.
Right.
Are you still going to have that tunnel? People walk through that big tunnel?
Absolutely. The tunnel is one of the key features, especially for photos. So that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely true. A lot of people, and that was kind of a little blocking in there was the, not a blocking, but everybody's getting their photos taken right in the beginning of this tunnel. It's so beautiful right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's another pavilion that's kind of like, it looks like a cabin almost that's lit up. That's really great for photos. The entire experience is great for photos. But I will say, you know, being a photographer and being in marketing, it's the best way to experience this in person. There really is no way of really capturing it on camera. So many times I would take a picture and I'm like, oh, it just looks so much better in person. So we really encourage people to come and experience it for themselves. The photos and videos are exciting, but there's nothing like it experiencing it in real life.
Oh, no, absolutely. I took photos and put them on Facebook, and then, they're okay.
Yeah.
Kind of gives you an idea, but... I never could capture like the turtle.
Yeah.
Or the geckos.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get a photo of them and you could tell what they were, but it wasn't anything like it was in real life when you were looking at it.
Yeah. And the large oak trees are so large, you know, so, just overwhelming when you walk by them. I mean, they're really like, it's just the experience of seeing it in real life. There's just nothing like it.
Here it says here, will it be a one path, one way path, or will people be able to be allowed to move freely? You know, I felt like I was able to move freely around there. But is it going to be, but you have to have some kind of direction for people to go, right?
There is a one directional loop. You could stop and pause and, you know, there isn't anyone that's like, forcing that to happen, but there is a natural loop that we created. And really, I think that the beginning, you know, the first 2 hours tend to be a little bit more crowded. Mm-hmm. And then later in the evening, there's a lot more space. So if someone is really wanting to have a lot of space and walk through it slowly, they could arrive, you know, early and do it twice or plan on one of the later time slots.
Yeah.
And then when there's more space. There's also tends to be a little bit more space on Wednesdays and Thursdays, which are the discounted evenings.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. I want to take a quick break because I want to talk about the tickets, how to get the tickets, the fact that we are going to be giving away some tickets here starting next week.
Wonderful.
For this, starting times and all those things, we get back in this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been doing this for a couple of decades, and he's truly from the old school. He's professional. He's not going to take any chances with your safety, your family's safety. Whether it's a very small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it for life. I like to throw this in every so often. He fixed about a 8-inch crack in my windshield in 2007, and still can't see it. Yeah, that's a long time. And he stands behind your work, his work. He gives a free analysis and inspection at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. That's Jeff Worsh, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Buzz Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Play our Fall into Winter $75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in November at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on November 25th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 7:50 in the morning here on the 3rd of November. It is 49 degrees, whoa, and clear. What's that out there? I see blue sky. Yeah. it's beautiful today. It's going to rain tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber at Estate Granite. He's one of the good guys. It's a veteran-owned business. He is a perfectionist when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate. He will help you design your new kitchen or redo your older kitchen, bathrooms, or other rooms in your house. He works by appointment only. This is a very busy man. And he also gives free consultations. Give him a call at 241-STONE or go to EstateGranite.com. That's Mike Huber and Estate Granite. I'm here with Seth McGaha from Garden of Lights from Turtle Bay. If you went last year, you know what we're talking about. If you didn't go last year, you got to go this year. So how do people go to the Garden of Lights?
People can go to turtlebay.org.
Get their tickets and everything.
Yep. Online tickets. Go to turtlebay.org is the easiest way. There's a banner right up there at the top. Takes you to the ReddingGardenOfLights.org website. And that's where you'll find all the details about the event. And then there's a ticket page on there that talks about the fact that the show is November 19th through December 31st. That's a week earlier than last year. And it's open on Wednesdays through Sundays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And the online ticket prices...
Wednesday through Sundays, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Yep.
What, did I say 9 a.m.? I didn't mean that. You can't come in at 2 in the morning. Okay, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep. And when you buy your tickets, you select the time that you enter. So your time slot. And then once you enter, you're welcome to stay all the way until 9,
yeah,
all the way until close.
So if you've got a four and below, they're bringing out the gas-powered leaf blowers outside right now. You'll be sorry. Anyway, so you can bring your four-year-old there, yep, and keep them there for 4 hours. Guaranteeing that they will sleep the rest of the night.
That's right. Just get some hot chocolate and get them on.
Watching little kids there is just remarkable.
It is.
Just remarkable. Okay, so you can get them online. You can make an appointment. But for people that don't do things online, how do they get tickets?
You can buy a physical ticket that's good for any night from the Turtle Bay Nursery.
Okay, so you can go over there today. Can you go? Have you started selling tickets yet?
The tickets went on sale, and you can buy the physical tickets from the nursery. Their hours are posted at turtlebay.org when the nursery is open.
Okay.
And then you can also go into the museum, the Turtle Bay Museum, and they can assist you with either purchasing it online or helping you locate like a physical ticket.
Okay.
Yep.
What kind of concessions this year? Last year was hot chocolate, and one was some kind of buttered rum something.
Yep.
Not that I drink that stuff, but.
There's certainly hot chocolate and beer and wine and then spiked hot chocolate.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And then Mosaic is the food and beverage vendor. So they have food trucks. There's going to be similar food to last year, but we're adding pizza by the slice this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's food and drinks throughout the gardens when you first enter, then on the other side of it. And so you can start out with something in the beginning, have something at the end. And then there's fire pits with s'mores. We're adding more fire pits than we had last year.
Uh-huh.
And so that was really a popular area.
S'mores.
That's right. S'more kits.
Well, I don't think I saw that. They were there.
I'll be sure to point it out to you this
year. Oh.
Yeah. I don't want you to miss out on that.
The hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Is outstanding.
Yep.
And I understand that the spiked hot chocolate is even better.
It is, yeah.
For adults only, unless you've got that four-year-old running around you in circles. Give them a little sip. That'll slow them down. I am not advocating that.
Carl
said it. Do not write to me about that in the chat room. Seth, this is how long does it take you all to set this up?
We start in the summer. So last year was more work than this year. We actually had to start trenching and installing electricity in the gardens.
Right.
There were no utilities out there. So that was one of the biggest financial investments right up front, was installing utilities that would allow this kind of event at night. So once that's installed, a lot of the trees need to get wrapped, and those the giant oak trees, you know, take hours and hours and hours.
I imagine. I knew one of the gents that was working on this last year, Guy.
Yep.
Martin.
Yep.
Yeah. Where you at, Guy? I'm in a tree. You know, you're in a tree? Or no, you mean just... No. We're in the trees today.
We're up there right
we're
now.
We're up in the trees wrapping these things. Now, you use LED lights, so the cost of electricity, of course, drops dramatically.
Yeah,
on this.
It is efficient, and being LED lights doesn't pull as nearly as much electricity as you know, the previous technology.
Right.
But it is a big investment. It's a big investment on all the Turtle Bay staff. It's a big commitment for us to start working on it, but we're all in, and everyone's committed on staff.
Well, it's a huge success, first of all, that people come. You all had people from as far away as, I thought I heard that some people coming in from Washington State.
Oh, yeah. The website traffic, we had some people, I mean, all over the United States, Texas, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, primarily California, but
yeah. But all over California.
All over, even Southern California.
Yes, yeah. San Diego and all. Some people, this is what they do. They go up to these different light displays. And are there other light displays in California?
There are. Not exactly like ours, but there certainly are different parades.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, there's like ice skating, you know, things. There's a lot of festivities stuff. Chico's doing an ice skating rink this year, by the way. I'm excited to go check that out.
You know, you've got the Viking skate park there.
That's right.
Now, that's not ice skating. But I wonder if we can talk the senator into a... Nah, never mind. Wouldn't that be great, though?
I think an ice skating rink at Garden of Lights is definitely on the table for the future.
Where would you put that?
Well, I mean, by the Sundial Bridge would be the most picturesque area. But
yeah,
There is some space in the Arboretum. And it would be great if it was accessible during the day, not just during the lights.
Well, it would have to be. So people could take, you know, I personally hate ice skating, but so many, Linda loves it. And that would be a great addition to it at some point.
Yeah, we're looking at that. Yep.
Yeah, great idea. So tickets can be online. You can buy them at the Turtle Bay Garden Shop.
Yep.
You can go over to the Turtle Bay Museum and get assistance there.
Yep.
You can show up that night and buy them if they're available, but they may not be available because you were sold out several nights.
Yeah, several nights we were sold out last year, so it's a bit of a gamble if you're planning on buying at the gate. And they're $4 more at the gate versus online. So,
well, how much are tickets now? Okay, well, he's looking that up. Yeah. I can tell you that when we went into it last year, it starts right at the beginning, the lights, because you can see on both sides, and you're looking out, and all you're seeing is trees that are encircled with lights, twinkling lights, and the first thing you run into is a turtle. And some geckos in the trees themselves, plus other light displays, static light displays there. I mean, as soon as it starts, as soon as you walk through, you can get your cup of hot chocolate, or now you can get a pizza or s'mores, and then you take off.
That's right.
Okay. Now, how much are your tickets?
So there's different pricing for Wednesdays and Thursdays versus Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wednesdays and Thursdays are the discounted nights.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are $17. Children ages 5 to 15 are $11. And then senior and military and veterans are $14. And then kids ages 0 to 4 are free every night.
Okay.
Every night we're open.
All right. So Wednesdays and Thursdays is probably
are cheaper.
Probably a good time to take the family there. Or, you know, go anytime you want, of course. But Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays during this time are usually pretty crowded in
That's
there.
Right.
Now, you can park, of course, at the Civic Auditorium or, you know, into the rodeo grounds. It was so crowded. We parked, where did we park? I think it was somewhere on the rodeo grounds. I think I was in one of the horse pens. I parked my car. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, when people ask, how hard is it to get through? My 90-year-old and 88-year-old father and mother made it through without any problem. It's well lit. You don't have to worry about plenty of places to sit down. It is truly, and you see little kids dressed up in all these neat little costumes. It is absolutely fantastic. Last words here.
I just wanted to say that a Turtle Bay discount will get you $5 off. So if you're a Turtle Bay member,
right,
you get $5 off there. But we're really excited to share this with the community. We have new features this year. The Redding Garden of Lights is designed to be a holiday tradition for the whole North State to come and enjoy. Our board of directors have really worked hard on figuring out the best pricing and the best amenities, and we're just really excited to share it.
It's going to be great, my friends, and we'll talk more about it. I think you're going to be on Linda's show tomorrow night,
I
too.
Will be.
But we're going to have you on next month, too, and I can't wait to go there and see it so we can talk about it as we did last year. Got to run. We got the news, and we come back. We have the Reading Police Department will be joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
To restore excellence in our schools. We will invest the largest education budget in the history of the Commonwealth. We're going to invest in teachers, new facilities, special education.
And no teaching of critical race theory, according to Youngkin, is not the only GOP victory in the Old Dominion. The elections for state attorney general, lieutenant governor, also won by Republicans. A winner has yet to be declared in the New Jersey gubernatorial contest. That race between Democrat incumbent Governor Phil Murphy and challenger Republican Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli is still too close to call. And across the Hudson from New Jersey,
Eric Adams has won the New York City mayor's race, fending off Republican and Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa. The race was swiftly called for Adams, who was projected to be the winner shortly after polls closed, with Sliwa badly trailing him with just under 20%. Adams, the current Brooklyn Borough President and former state senator and police captain, had been the overwhelming favorite to win the general election after emerging victorious from a fierce primary battle in July. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Word this morning that the economy's services sector grew at a record clip last month. This despite the ongoing persistent supply chain issues. Most Americans do work in the services sector. Watching Wall Street, stocks remain mixed this hour. The Dow down 68 points. The Nasdaq 17 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them to cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Europe's top human rights body has withdrawn a controversial anti-hate speech campaign after it provoked an outcry in fiercely secular France.
The campaign featured a series of faces of women, one half with and one half without an Islamic scarf or veil. The slogan read, "Beauty is in diversity as freedom is in hijab." The Strasbourg-based Council of Europe said it was part of its program to fight against anti-Muslim discrimination. But in Paris, the almost unanimous reaction among politicians was stupefaction. The Minister for Youth in President Macron's government, Sarah El Aïri, said the campaign, in effect, promoted the wearing of Islamic head coverings, which ran counter to the basic principles of the French Republic.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. British homeowners and borrowers bracing for a possible interest rate increase from the Bank of England, which may pull back stimulus efforts. News and analysis, townhall.com. China and Russia are teaming up to urge the UN Security Council to end a host of punishing sanctions imposed on North Korea.
Those range from the export of seafood and textiles to the cap on imports of refined petroleum products and the ban on North Korea's citizens working overseas and sending home their earnings. A draft resolution stresses the economic difficulties in the North. It also says the sanctions should be lifted to promote the livelihoods of civilians.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. At long last, the Atlanta Braves have done it. They have won their first World Series championship since way back in 1995. The Braves hammering the Houston Astros 7-0 in Game 6 of the World Series. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 68 points, the NASDAQ up 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here for our second hour of spreading good cheer news and everything else. Somewhat like a on a farm, and you see them spread things there. You know. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here today, the 3rd of November. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you want to listen to us anywhere in the world, that's right, Lieutenant, anywhere in the world, you can hear us and go to our archives if you missed the show. And also that KCNR1460.com gets you into our chat room. Also, you can watch us online live at
Pat left the link in the
chat. KCNR3BAJE.US/KCNR. So, yeah, we're live right now. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Is there a national day out there?
Today is National Sandwich Day.
Oh. You know where sandwiches came from?
The Earl of Sandwich.
There you go, in England. And how did he do that?
He was playing cards or something, and he wanted to be able to eat with one hand, I believe. And
yeah.
Asked someone to put meat between two slices of bread.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got horseradish with it.
I don't know.
Probably not. What's the weather look like, buddy?
It's currently 49 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny. Tonight we're going to have rain with a high of 67, a low of 54. Tomorrow it's going to be showers in the morning, and then it's going to taper off in the evening with a high of 63, a low of 43. Friday, partly sunny during the day. Chance of showers at night with a high of 62, a low of 47. Saturday, 50% chance of showers with a high of 59, a low of 41. Sunday, looks like a slight chance of showers with a high around 58, a low around 39. And Monday, chance of showers. A low, high of 53, low around 43.
You know, if it wasn't for the fact that we needed rain, I'd be getting tired of this. But, you know, it's not this extremely hard driving rain that, you know, you watch the hillsides start to melt away. It's great rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. A couple of announcements here. The Good News Rescue Mission 24th Annual Stuff the Truck is going to happen Friday at Save Mart and Food Max in Redding and Farmers Marketplace in Shasta Lake. They're looking for turkeys. The food drive goes from 6:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. They want to collect enough canned food and frozen birds to allow the working poor and needy neighbors who are not homeless to prepare traditional holiday meals at home. The mission has set a goal to gather 800 turkeys and all the canned food goods needed to make complete holiday meals. Now, my friends, don't go through your pantries and find stuff that's expired. Say, oh, hey, they're going to like this. Nah, don't do that. Toss it away and go down to a lot of different places where you can get a lot of things. Now, also think about, you know the, like dressing and cranberry sauce and canned gravy or gravy packets and all those kind of things, too. You want to give people that don't have as much as you an opportunity to have a great Thanksgiving dinner. Also, tomorrow, join me and Trish Clark at Cornerstone Community Bank for the Robba Salute to the Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraiser. Last year, they gave away close to 1,000 10-punch tickets to needy veterans or veterans that can't drive to get to work, get to school, all of these different things. And that happens at the Cornerstone Community Bank from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Trish and I'll be there from 7 to 9. Come on by, say hello, and give. Now, I'm with today, it's Radiant Police Department Day, and I'm with Levi Solada.
Soliday.
Solada.
Soliday.
Soliday.
Yeah, there you go.
You need a Y.
I know.
I know. What can I say?
That's what everybody tells me. I know. It would make it so much easier.
Okay. And, Lieutenant, and you are in charge of the...
Yeah, so currently right now I'm a watch commander for the Monday through Thursday shifts of day shift, swing shift, and graveyards.
Wow.
So,
are you there a long time?
I've been at the Reading Police Department for the last 18, going on 19 years.
Well, tell me about Levi. Or tell our listeners about Levi.
Yeah, sure. You know, from the Reading area, grew up in Cottonwood, went to Cottonwood schools, graduated West Valley High School. And
if you were getting your CCW permit, that gets you automatically 2 points from Ted Leidy. Ted's he's a proud graduate of West Valley.
Good to know.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if you'll need that or not, but, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, so, you know.
So you're a local guy.
Local guy, yeah. Started here, was fortunate enough to start my career here at Reading PD back in 1999, started as a police cadet.
A police cadet?
Yeah, police cadet.
That pays off.
It does.
It pays off for the police department.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you knew back then.
Yeah.
What was it that turned you into law enforcement?
You know, that's a good question, and I get asked that a lot because...
By your wife? Just kidding.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have any family members that were cops or anything like that or in law enforcement. I just kind of fell into it during high school and took an ROP class and kind of got hooked at that point and went to volunteer work at the city, out at our CINTIF, our drug task force agency at the time. And then that led into getting hired as a police cadet. And then ultimately the timing was right and got hired as a police recruit. I was sent to the academy by the Reading Police Department. And
1999.
Yeah, as a cadet in 1999 and got sent to the police academy in 2003.
Okay.
So
you're kind of a newbie there.
Yeah. You could say, right?
Oh, no, I mean, you see a lot of police, you know, at your position. They've got more time in, I guess, time under the helmet. So, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And by the way, if you've never seen Officer Soliday, he looks like he's about 20. You can, you know, do you still get carded going into bars?
No,
you don't.
Okay. I think it's the gray hair that's just throwing me off.
Okay, I got it. Now, and your job there is, as you said, that's you're in charge of the watches.
Yeah, we're
Monday through Thursday.
Right, in charge of the watches, and then we also manage special programs as part of the police department. You know, there's various programs throughout the agency. A couple of the bigger programs that I'm responsible for helping manage is our field training officer program as well as
Okay.
And that's been really, really busy. That's been the focus of the police department over the last year and a half or so is catching up on our hiring, and we have had a lot of new hires come through the agency.
Yeah, I want to talk about that as we go on.
Sure.
I'm going to have an early break here.
You bet.
Because as Chief Schuler has pointed out that just because you get through the academy and you get to sit in a car does not mean you're going to end up being a policeman.
Right.
Which is, frankly, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, after you go through, and if you're in charge of the field training, I've got some questions to ask.
You bet.
About that. But we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, people, do you know Christmas is coming up? Now, as you know, I do a lot of shopping on Christmas Eve. Just to find those final things, like big presents for Linda. Four Winds Jewelry has got a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Everything from Native American to specially designed pieces. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they are just really great people, Rebecca and Henry there. It is a local business, and they do great work. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And if you thought about ever designing a piece of jewelry so nobody, you know, so it's one that comes from your heart, they'll help you with that and they'll build it for you. And think of that as a special present. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
For most of 2020, many parents were dissatisfied or even upset with what was being taught remotely to their children. This has resulted in more than a doubling of families choosing homeschooling in 2020. With continued mandates, more families will exercise school choice by homeschooling their children.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 818 in the morning. 49 degrees, sunny. Rain's coming back, though. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance Financial and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Everything that's going on, the craziness of stock market, what's happening next. The Biden administration want to raise the taxes so they're highest in civilized nations in the world. Maybe you need a second opinion on your retirement plan or 401. Give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maximal Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Levi Soliday and from Lieutenant from the Reading Police Department. Heads up a number of different, I guess, divisions inside. One of them just be patrol and all that, but the other one is field training officers. Can you explain to people what that is?
Yeah, so field training program, we have several officers at the Reading Police Department who have received specialized training to be able to teach new officers coming into the profession basically how to apply what they've learned in either the academy or coming from another agency to our department and learning our policies and procedures and how we operate as a police department. So typically what we've seen a big influx in lately is new recruits. So people that have gone to the police academy for the last 6 months, have graduated the academy, basically have learned the bookwork, if you will, of, of the job. And then they come to our agency for the field training program. And they're assigned a field training officer, and we rotate through different training officers during their time in the program. And their program initially is lasts anywhere from 16 to 18 weeks to where we teach the new recruit how to apply what they've learned in the academy to the streets.
Basically. Yeah, real-world situation.
Right, real-world
situation. It's one thing to run an exercise in the academy.
Right.
And then out in the street, it's a lot different.
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
And there's a lot on the line, obviously. So,
yeah.
And each day, that recruit is evaluated by that field training officer on, you know, a variety of different things. Everything from attitude to police work to how they interact with the other agencies, other members of the department, citizens on the street, to how they operate, you know, their computer in the car or the radio procedures or, you know, applying the laws they've learned. So
isn't it amazing how probably when you first came on, it was how you did your job, interacting with people in the street, just like you said, but not to computers.
Right.
And now that reports have become so important and you have to write them in such a way, if you don't have a grasp of the English language.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, don't get excited, everybody, but it's everything's written in English. And don't have a concept of that or can't pick that up, that's going to severely impact on your ability to do your work.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially with the state of California, adding things like that new I think there's a new report that hasn't reached y'all yet.
Yeah, there's going
to
be
RAPE or something like that, where you have to write 230 words about why you pulled somebody over.
Yeah.
Is that coming?
There's a lot of stuff coming starting the first of the year, and as far as how we obtain our data from vehicle stops or pedestrian
stops. But you can't ask them. That's the best part.
Right.
Is this a man or a woman? Whoa! Yeah,
it's going to be it's definitely going to be an adjustment for us and how we handle business. But, you know, it is what it is, and we'll get through
it. It is what it is.
And that's we don't have any control over that, so we just got to move forward and do what's required of us.
We've talked about this before on the program, but what it's going to essentially take is something like a couple man years. When you think about it, the report writing, it's going to take like a couple man years every year just for the report writing. So and you're off the street while you're writing the reports.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an adjustment.
You're still smiling, Levi. I like it. What is the leading reason that somebody doesn't make it through?
You know, it varies. We have standards within the police department that we hold our new officers to. And a lot of the times what we see is officer safety is a big deal. And we don't take it lightly. So if there's a new recruit that is not cutting the officer safety standard and they're making, you know, mistake after mistake and we do remedial training and they just can't get it for whatever reason that may be, that's one of the things, the big things that we, you know, we really take serious. And if we put the training and the time into it, we're not seeing improvement that we need to see or want to see. It's, you know, then there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, when we're going to have to release somebody from the program. And it doesn't go lightly. I mean, we really do spend the time, and put the time into these trainees because we've invested a lot in them.
Yeah.
And we want them to be successful.
And there's also instances where the trainee, after a couple months, says, well, you know what? I'm not, you know, this is not for me.
Right.
That must be tough too.
Yeah, it is because, you know, it affects everybody from us at the hiring level to managing the program, scheduling to that trainee who's, you know, dealing with a personal life and all that's going on and having to step away from a job that they maybe really wanted to do, but maybe they're not cut out for. But, you know,
well, you see it.
You do.
What about, do you lose many officers to other departments?
Here and there, you know, sometimes, you know, for whatever reasons, officers will go from one agency to the next. Typically, we see more of an influx.
That's what I was going to say. You've got a much higher percentage of those coming into the department.
Right. And we call those lateral police officers. And they'll come from other agencies. They'll work either Bay Area or down south or wherever their family's from. And then they'll decide they're going to relocate up here to Redding.
Sure.
And, you know.
Now, it seems to me, you see, now you're always looking for people.
Right.
And the number of people that have applied has dropped.
Right.
Due to the craziness over the last few years. It seems to me, though, is that I would go up to Seattle or Portland and have the pick of the litter from those guys
who
had it up there.
Yeah. You know, and there's all different kinds of factors that are going into why people are leaving agencies. And there's a lot of things that go into that, as you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and a lot of, you know, interagency or interstate, you know, is easier if an officer is leaving an agency within California to go to another California agency. It's a little bit easier. There's different, you know, regulations and whatnot for officers from out of state to come into California. They have to go through some extra post requirements, if you will, to become an officer here within the state. So,
well, I think one of the large cities back in Minneapolis just voted to not defund.
Is that what the
I think it was what Minneapolis
was? Yeah, I think it was yesterday, but I didn't.
It was yesterday. I think they voted not to defund the police.
Oh, that's good to hear because I haven't seen that.
You know, but please look that up for me, Jared.
Pat messaged in the chat room earlier that they did decide not to.
Yeah. Okay. He did. Okay. Good. I mean that's just crazy. Oh, let's just defund the police department in Minneapolis. I mean that's not Crouch, Idaho. You know, where there's, like, no police anyway. But to defund the whole police, that's where we got from craziness out there, just in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we are fortunate here in Redding, you know, the citizens here are very supportive of us, and we appreciate that. And we're thankful that we're not going through what they're doing in, you know, Minneapolis and other places across the country. So
the what's the biggest now let's shift back over to your main duties here of, you know, the watch commander. What's the biggest concern that your officers face every day?
Oh, their safety. You know, staying safe on the street. I mean, that's our number one concern all the time.
Well, and this has gone on for like the last four police chiefs that we've had on, is that people are fighting more. And you're losing more to, you've got like 10% at any one time officers injured.
We do have a fairly high number of officers that are getting injured here and there. And it fluctuates. It does.
Yeah.
But it seems like at any given time we have at least a couple of officers off on an injury of some sort.
And that's because, are you finding that since you joined the police department that it's getting more violent out there?
You know, it's kind of hard to say just from my experience. I mean, it's pretty steady. I mean, in my opinion, it's pretty steady from what I've seen from when I started to, you know, I could say it's increased a little bit. But that's just my perspective on it.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone will have a little bit different perspective based on what jobs they're doing at the time and their career paths and how they're working. But, you know, I think it's been about the same, but that's just, like I said, that's just with no numbers in front of me.
It seems like we're having a more violent society now.
Yeah.
You know, people are
having, I think what I've noticed is less respect for the officers. You know, you see some of that, and I think that could be a generational thing where,
I
don't know. You know.
No, I mean, that could be. It could be a generational thing.
Yeah.
People with mental health problems,
right?
That's probably a lot of the people you see out there. I mean, that's just from anecdotal evidence. But
right. And it's we always have had that problem.
Yeah, that's always been out there.
And we're always going to have that issue, right? Mm-hmm. And we do what we can to mitigate that. And we have, you know, the new CIRT team you've probably heard about.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah, that's
so
great.
They're out there doing good work. And, you know, we used to do work like that back in 2008 in the neighborhood police unit when I was involved in it originally.
Right.
And then that unit got shut down for a little bit when the budget stuff all happened and all that. But now we're bringing it back, and it's they're hitting the ground running and doing a really good job and trying to get those people into programs that, you know, that they need that can benefit from.
And
so,
for people that don't know what the CIRT program is, and I can't tell you what it means.
It's crisis intervention response team.
They put a mental health professional out with two or three officers.
We have two officers right now.
Right. That goes out with the mental health professional. Everybody's in civilian clothes. They go out to, if somebody's having a mental health problem, so you don't have to have two or three or more police swarm this person to try and get them under control. They first approach them with somebody that's trained in this, a mental health professional, with the two police there as backup just in case. Right. And it's been working.
Right.
So far it's been
a great program, and they've been doing really good work out there. So
okay.
It's been helping us out.
We're here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday, who is in charge of one of the watches Monday through Thursday. Plus, he's in charge of the training of the new officers that come into our department. When we come back, I want to talk about the ways that you all reach out to the community. With our daily police work, and especially the neighborhood police unit.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They're beginning a new becoming a teaching hospital, and they're going to have 24 residents cycling through different specialties at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great, great opportunity for us to attract doctors to our area here. And healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They really have done a lot for our community in a number of different ways also. We'll be right back.
Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's Locano Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
There is.
I don't have time. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 AM. Carl Lindebot here, talking about what's going on in our community and talking about our local businesses. And one of our local businesses is Cypress Square Barbershop. The only place I've had my hair cut in 14 years has been at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that works on appointments. You give them a call at 244-9478, and you will not be sorry. It's man's last stronghold. No Dr. Phil on the TV. I'm here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday, who is in charge of the watches Monday through Friday, and also of the training your new officers that have just injured. What's that called?
Field training program.
Field training program. There you go. That's right. Thank you. FTP. When they get out of the academy, he's been with the you started as a police cadet.
Right.
Back when you were just a child.
Just a kid.
Just a kid. Okay. The interactions that your officers have. A lot of times the only time a person comes in contact with the police officer is when you pull them over or something happens like that.
And it's usually not a good...
It's not a pleasant thing.
It's not a pleasant... You know, people don't call us when they're having a good day, you know. It's kind of how you like it.
Yeah.
You know, you think of it.
The one young officer I met when I was on my phone was just polite, apologized. He almost apologized for giving me a ticket, which he did. And, but he was, you know, you couldn't have asked for a nicer person. And then I had another one that let me off. I sent him the $100. But in both cases, the officers were pleasant. They were not strictly official. So customer service, I hate to use that term, but customer service is important. A big thing with y'all.
It's a very big thing with us. And it's important that, you know, we treat our citizens and the people we deal with and interact with professionalism and courtesy. And that is a really big deal for us, customer service. We try to maintain that high level of customer service and give the service that's required. So,
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things that you when you come to a home, it's not usually a pleasant thing. They didn't invite you over for cookies and milk.
Right.
And you walk into disasters. You walk into horrible things
right.
at times. And I'm not talking dangerous to you, but just it's a horrible thing that's happened. What kind of counseling? I'm sure there's counseling available to all your officers.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the other things as part of the peer support team manager that I also do as
yeah.
well. You know, we spend a lot of time taking care of our own officers. You know, we have a group of officers that we check on our troops on a regular basis, and there's a lot going on because, you know, we're all human beings and we all have things going, and the day in and day out of responding to, you know, these disturbance calls and these assault calls and all the
domestic violence, all of these things
over time, they will change a person. They'll change us. And it has an effect on people. It has an effect on our officers. And it's important that we are in tune to that and we can, offer any assistance or help before it's too late. You know, and it's just one of those things that we are very much in tune with that, and we want our officers to be healthy physically, mentally, and we do what we can to help them out with that and give them the resources they need or get them in the directions.
Yeah. Well, you have psychologists, I'm sure.
Sure.
When we come back from a combat tour, that first week mm-hmm. is just getting people into counseling. I mean, everybody goes
right.
through, you know, no matter what your rank is. Everybody is seen by somebody.
Right.
They offer, including you can go out in town for 5 visits to see somebody if you're having problems. Mm-hmm. But on that 6th visit, you got to come home. And so we can, you know, they can start programs. But the idea of the Highway Patrol, when I was on their Citizens Advisory Board, they had 3 officers commit suicide all within a month.
Yeah.
All within a month. And this is very worrisome, I'm sure, to you all.
It is. Yeah. It's affected us directly. Unfortunately, and it's one of those things across the country that, you know, a lot of people don't talk about, but it is brought up in some of the circles, and, you know, there's more awareness to it now than I think there ever has been
Well, that's why your peer counseling is so
right.
important, you
right.
know, and we were taught and we practiced this. If you think somebody's in trouble like that, to ask them directly.
Right.
You thinking about committing suicide? And some people say, oh, no, that put it in their mind. No. No, it doesn't. It opens it up for a conversation.
Right.
So, okay, your neighborhood police units, which has been a huge success.
Yeah.
And has the second one started now?
Yeah, the second one's up and running. We're looking to add a couple more officers to it to get it fully staffed. We're
mm-hmm.
we're getting by right now with the guys that are in that unit working. And, you know, they're hitting the problem houses, the problem areas of town. Writing search warrants, getting lots of drugs off the street, and illegal guns, confiscating from, you know, felons who aren't allowed to have them, and those sorts of things. That's a common thing that they're active. You know, they're doing almost all of the time.
So yeah, I see that on a semi-regular basis. You know, because I get all the
You get our social media updates.
Oh, I get
all
your
that.
Press
yeah.
press releases
Good.
And all that. How does a felon get a gun?
Yeah, you know it's.
I mean, what is in your experience? How do they get a gun?
Yeah, they're trading for, you know, they're usually the ones that are having guns and out running around doing criminal activity, or, you know, they're knee deep in their addiction problems or mental health issues or whatever issues they're having, and they're buying and selling and trading on the, you know, obviously not through the proper channels.
Right, right.
They're not going down to your gun shop. And
no, they're not.
You know,
they can't get them that
right,
way. So
right.
are they getting them from, is there like a... one source, or, you know, that somebody's out there, you know, he comes into town once a month, hey, I got some guns for you?
No, you know, it's not quite like that. So it's, you know, they're trading amongst themselves kind of a thing. So it's
okay.
it's one of those deals. And we just do our best to get those out of their hands as we can, you know.
And some of them are really nice guns.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And then
a lot of them are stolen from, you
yeah.
know, law-abiding citizens who they're stolen from. So.
That's the other thing. One of the things we really push is that, well, one, it's the law. You've got to have a locking device on every firearm, but some of the locking devices are defeatable easily.
True.
And a safe probably is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
A safe of some kind. It keeps it away from your kids and other people that shouldn't have it and all that. Your neighborhood police unit, I saw them come by the other day on their electric bike. Trevor Denham.
Yep.
Was on an electric bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, I've known Trevor for 14 years.
Yeah.
And I said, how do you like those? It was pretty good. You know? So,
but pretty slick.
Does it give you how fast do those things go?
You know, I haven't. I don't know exactly. They're pretty good though. They cruise along pretty well, but I don't know the exact speeds on them. But the officers can definitely get around downtown, especially in the downtown areas where we use them most. We'll have officers go.
Is it better to have them on the streets like this on bikes or, you know, walking than it is in police cars?
Yeah, you know, I think when they're out of a police car, it's much easier to say hi or stop and chat with somebody walking down the street in a casual manner versus driving by them in a police car, right? So that's one of the whole purposes behind the bikes is to have that community interaction with folks and breaks that barrier down of the police car. So when they're on bikes or when they're out walking downtown, you know, we want our officers to go in, check with the business owners. How's it going? Any problems here? You having any issues with, you know, whatever the issues might be if they're having. We want them to tell our officers, and we can address those as needed. So,
okay. We're here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday, who heads up the watches and the peer counseling and the field training program for new officers. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday for all of your tobacco needs. They have a grab bag of cigars. They have all the accessories that you could possibly want, pipe tobacco, lighters, everything. All of this is at Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
River Resort and Casino is offering a wonderful Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Our menu includes prime rib and a roasted turkey carving station with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Various seating and table options starting at $150 plus fees. For seating times and table selections, call 1-800-280-UWIN. See WinRiver.com for details. Thanksgiving is better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah,
you know what? I heard that song like 4 years ago, and I didn't know the name of it, and I couldn't find it. And one day you played it, and I think I ran out of here. So, what's the name of the song? Shut Up and Dance. Was that one of those one-hit wonders, too?
I had never even heard of this band before.
I know. I don't think we ever heard of them since.
Walk them.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with the Reading Police Department, Lieutenant Levi Soliday, who is in charge of the watches from that's day swing
and
graveyard. I don't know. What do you do? I work the graveyard shift. I mean, it just sounds bad. And also the field training program and the peer counseling, which is a very important portion of our police force to help our officers that have seen something. I know that this one team for the highway patrol, and I hate going back to that, but this, I remember these things vividly. They had two horrible wrecks where numerous people were killed. One was a bus on the highway that ran into a 18-wheeler. The other one was one that went over the side of a bridge in San Diego and literally landed on a wedding down below. Mm. That whole team, and they pulled off for like 30 days to get them back, because of just what they had to do, in the investigation on that. So it adds up.
It does.
SWAT. Let's talk. Yeah. Everybody likes SWAT.
Yeah.
Special Weapons and Tactics. We have an armored vehicle.
We do.
And it's been used a couple of times lately.
Yeah, we've used it a handful of times, actually, this last year.
What do you use it for predominantly?
You know, we use it for the protection of our officers to go into a scene where, you know, somebody may be armed or firing rounds if we need to conduct any sort of, you know, get people out. Citizens in the area get them out or maybe evacuate mm-hmm. Neighboring residences or something like that. We'll use it for those type of situations
in Sacramento, and they had that instance where that officer was shot and laid out there
right
for a significant period of time because they didn't have an armored vehicle that could get to there. And I thought about that. I know how we handle that in the Marine Corps. I mean, right. There's a base of fire. But I'm not sure that y'all can even do that, if you can set up a base of fire into a house.
Right. Now, we have obviously different rules of engagement there, but we definitely do training in those type of scenarios where if we have, an officer down in a front yard of a residence, how are we gonna approach that situation with our armored car mm-hmm. and get that officer pulled out of there to safety?
Well,
or it could be a citizen, too.
A citizen.
It could be somebody, who is... shot by some, and maybe a neighbor or something like that, and they're down in their driveway or in their front yard. And how are
neighbors,
we going to go in? And
neighbors
get
still
out?
In the car or still in the house,
right?
With
right.
a rifle or a pistol,
right? So it's been a really great tool for us in our agency and our community to be able to use, and we were very fortunate to have it.
Yeah, it can work for both sides on this,
right?
What kind of training does your SWAT team do?
So we do a lot of training. We train our team trains twice a month. On a variety of topics throughout the year. There's guidelines set forth by the Tactical Association of California that tells basically agencies what they need, what their SWAT teams need to cover
in a year's time, and we do the best we can to meet all those requirements. And it covers everything from your hostage rescue training to, you know, room clearing, explosive breaching, all those, a variety of things, tubular assaults, rappelling, those sorts of things. So we create our training schedules for the year.
Tubular assault.
Yeah, so that's a term for either like buses when we
do
buses or trains or something like that.
Yeah, we trained on airplanes.
Yeah.
On how to take down an airplane.
Right.
It's surprising what you have to know to take down an airplane.
Right.
If somebody's got it already. You have also snipers in the SWAT team.
We do.
And what are their qualifications they have to have?
So they get an additional 5 hours a month training on top of that, and they have to meet qualification shoots throughout the year. There's a number of them set. And it's, you know, marksman, observation, different requirements go into that in our training program to make sure they're up to speed at any given time.
Have we used a sniper?
Yeah, we use snipers actually very frequently on all of our call-outs.
Yeah, I know, but has a sniper had to engage? I haven't seen that. Of course, I may have missed it or something. But they're there as Overwatch and also to.
There's been different scenarios over the years. You could say the Bernie Bank robbery. Everyone was familiar with that in Bernie.
Right.
The officers that fired from outside of the bank, they were not snipers, but technically they could have been in a role of that. And
right.
That would have been similar to what a sniper would have done, a same reaction type of thing. So off the top of my head, in the city of Reading, we have not had any sniper deployments per se, where a sniper has fired a shot.
Do we get a... during a month, do we get very many barricaded suspects or things like that?
You know, we haven't lately. We've had a couple of call outs in the last couple of months, but they haven't been for barricaded type of subjects.
Okay.
Those, it's hard. It fluctuates. We never know when they're going to happen, of course, but, thankfully we haven't had one that has risen to the level of a SWAT call out, in the last few months. So.
Okay. Now, so if a SWAT call out happens, like you're on the SWAT team,
right.
But you've got another job,
right?
Everything drops in and you head for the SWAT.
Yeah, we all have collateral assignments. So
right.
if a call out comes, we send a notification out to all the SWAT operators, and depending on the situation, they're either going to respond to the station to get all their gear, or our gear is going to be met at the scene with wherever the situation is.
I hate to ask you this because you're going to have to go through your databanks real quick here, but what's the most unusual call-out you all have had lately?
Oh, boy.
I always think of the one in Florida where the two naked girls are in the car, and amazing how many police showed up for that one. And but do you have any ones that somebody comes in and says, you're not going to believe this?
I'm trying to rack my brain.
It's not violence, but I mean, you all must see a bunch of
funny things out there. We see a lot of funny and crazy things over the time. Oh, you know, over the days and years.
Yeah.
And, but nothing's coming to mind for SWAT related incidents.
We got like 2 minutes.
Sure.
What do you want to tell people? It's Christmas season, break-ins. What do you want to tell people?
You know, it's really important, especially coming up with the holidays here. You guys, everyone's going to be out doing their shopping. Those sorts of things. Just please remember to lock your cars, keep your cars secure. Any belongings that you have, computers, you know, phones, sunglasses, things like that. Try to put them in the trunks of your vehicles. Don't keep them visible. And just remember to lock your cars. Also, with the weather changing, some folks like to go out and start their cars in the morning and let them warm up in their driveways. Oftentimes in Reading, you're going to get your car stolen.
Oh, yeah, I've had that. That happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah. So,
and this is, it is the criminal's Uber.
Right.
When they see a running car. And usually find them. I mean, they just like drive them across town, drop them off.
Yeah. We usually run across them, but it's just.
Lock your homes.
Try not to have,
and everybody wants everybody to see their Christmas tree.
Right.
But
just lock down your valuables. Yeah, and do the best you can to keep them from getting stolen from you. So
be aware
of
people when you're doing things.
Yeah, for sure.
Lieutenant Levi Soliday, Thank you so much for being here. This is the first time we've met. And
yeah.
I always like meeting another member of the police department and seeing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
It's, well, you know what? It's appreciated, and it's not easy. Your rules of engagement change constantly, and just like we were talking about report writing.
Right.
Now you're going to have another requirement that's just going to take more time, and you have to answer a lot of the questions by your observation, and you may not even, you know, because you can't ask the person. It's just more and more.
Yeah.
So.
But we're here to do it, and we'll get through it.
You still enjoying it?
I absolutely do.
Thanks, Lupa.
You bet. Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow, as I've said 100 times, Trish and I are going to be at Cornerstone Community Bank for the Salute to the Veterans. Come on out and join us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.